This is the Skank Skanks Podcast.
We're not funny.
I used to be hot.
With your hosts,
Hanwich.
Lewis is one hell of a guy. He's the guy you let in your vagina or your butt or mouth. Lewis gets all three.
And man hands.
I feel like he's some supernatural being that came from another planet that just understands humor better.
The Skank Skanks Podcast. Totally obsessed with Lewis.
Lewis J. Gomez.
We're gonna fuck Lewis J. Gomez. You will see our boobs.
Skanks.
I fucking hate it here.
Almost every time I start recording, it's in the middle of you saying something like, I fucking hate it here.
No, guys, I love it. It's my favorite place.
Whoa, sorry. Close. My chair is sliding.
Ma'am? My phone is a ma'am now. Hang on, sorry.
Boner just... alert. It was like boing.
I think it's called boing.
That's a sound for boners.
Speaking of boners, how many of you kids? Hi guys, welcome to the Skank Skanks. Our names are unimportant.
I'm Alex, she's Anna.
What up? And raise your hand if you've been here long enough to remember Comfy Cog. Just us. Because, but wait, there's more.
And from the makers of Comfy Cog,
we bring you Bunk Balls. I kept wanting to say Buffalo Balls for some reason. Bunk balls, I said. And what are bunk balls, you might ask? Well, I'm here to fucking tell you. All right, you got the comfy cock. Your cock is just comfy as fuck, snuggled up in tit pillows and toboggans and such. But what about the balls?
Look who's suddenly feeling left out. Balls. Sad, lonely, uncomfortable.
Just wanting a nice bed to snug in,
sleeping on your thigh hair.
Ugh, the fucking thigh hair. So it's a bunk bed but for your balls. And now that I'm saying it out loud again, I that was my question, but not that. Is it both balls on like the bottom bunk, obviously, and then the dick on like the comfy cock snugged up on the top bunk, because that would seem more practical.
Girl, I thought it was just for the balls. Like, how does that look, guys? First thing you gotta do is cut your ball sack open and separate them motherfuckers into two different sacks, sew it back together. Just like that. That's a sewing sound.
Easy. Any household fucking singer can do it. That's a sewing machine brand.
I thought you were going to say scissors. So then when you said singer, I was very confused. And then I remembered it's a sewing machine.
Yeah. So first of all, words are hard. First, you got to do the surgery, self-surgery. It's fine. Easy peasy. We believe in you and you boys. You can do it.
Just put some frozen peas on it. You'll be golden.
If not, the three of you that have a lady in your lives, maybe she could do it for you. Yeah. If you're a pussy and can't do it yourself. Because I know some people can't some people can't like give themselves insulin and stuff.
I thought you were going to say because lady hands are usually cold and they can numb your balls with their hand.
Oh, good idea. My hands are like almost always like this if they're not in view, because I'm so cold all the time. My hands are so cold. Like, my hands are dead. They're so cold.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyways, bunk balls. I don't know. What else about them?
if you act fast, call in now. There's only 5 minutes and 38 seconds left. Trust me. You will throw in two free little baby sombreros.
Are they small or are they four babies? Because then they're very, like, a baby's head, I mean, not a baby's penis.
for one for each ball.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Because if you know, balls sleep in sombreros.
Made sense. That was never the part I was questioning. It makes complete sense to me.
You just want to know what size the hats were. Yes.
Oh, 1-800. I couldn't think ever or of a phone number because I immediately just almost said my phone number.
1-800 go comfy. C-U-M-F-Y. It should be comfy cock with a U. Not in the cock part.
Comfy. I was like, comfy cuck, you mean? We don't do that here. No cuck behavior on the Skink Skinks podcast.
It's just 69 easy payments of $420.99. You heard that right, folks. Only 69 easy payments of $420.99.
Act fast. And now
they're going to sell out like hotcakes.
Was hotcakes on the podcast or was that just for us? Ooh. Stay tuned for hotcakes.
And from the makers of Comfy Cock and Bunk Balls,
we bring you
hotcakes. Ladies, are your pockets too small?
Yeah, they are so tiny.
Are you sick to fucking death of this toxic masculinity in the world with giant pockets for men?
You are goddamn
substandard,
right.
Malarkey ass teensy tiny baby pockets for women.
It's like the stopwatch pockets, you know? That's just the size of women's pockets.
It's fuck true.
Fuck the purse industry.
Until now.
Da, da, da. Brought to you by Comfy Cock and Bunk Balls.
Hotcakes is a new brand of jeans for women.
And only women.
No boys allowed.
Mm-mm.
In fact, in order to receive your pair of hotcakes, we need photographic evidence that you have a vagina on your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new line of women's jeans that have real pockets for real people.
And the pockets go all the way to your kneecaps.
And to top it all off.
Top me off, daddy.
They shape your butt.
Ugh.
Are you sick of doing squats all day?
Absolutely. Getting nowhere?
Leg lifts?
Mm-mm.
Who wants to work out?
Not me. Not never.
Thanks to the Comfy Cock Bunk Balls and Hotcakes Company.
LLC.
LLC. You can now own and wear jeans with real people pockets that make you look like you have a butt.
Wow. Where do I get these?
Cakes.
Where can I purchase these?
You can call in now.
So what's the thing they have to buy? Do they have to buy the Comfy Cock, the Bunk Balls, or the pants?
This is just a whole new infomercial. Or you can go to Comfy Cock, Bunk Balls, and hotcakesllc.org.
And claim your pair for 69% off, but still expensive as fuck. This is a top-notch quality material in all the items.
Every pair of jeans is bedazzled. The back pockets say hot cakes.
Like how apple bottoms say.
That's right. We hot glued some little tiny rhinestones all over the butts. Just really extra make those hot cakes pop. Hot
cakes. Or maybe the bedazzled ones can be called pop cakes. And then the
yes. Because sorry, I mean we also make pop cakes.
Oh my god, my eyes are leaking.
Don't forget to attach the picture of your vagina.
Call now.
Text us. You want to just DM us on Instagram, show us your vagina, and we'll send you the jeans.
This is my favorite place. Oh, God, we're so fucking funny.
We're the best businessmen in the world.
Oh, absolutely. We're business. How are we miserable bitches? Because we're scientists, we're doctors, we're fucking businessmen.
We're fucking artists.
So are we? We also decided today we're gonna have an art show.
This is a little show and tell for the class. Hannah has some beautiful paintings.
All right, should we start? Mm-hmm. This first submission is by a dumb cunt, and it is the one and only Ari Shamir as the Joker. Oh, this one is a beautiful piece. I'm going to go through these quickly because I'm an artiste and I have a paintings. This is Alex and I as aliens, and this says it's fine. I don't know if it's backwards for you guys, but it's backwards for me.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay. Oh, this next one's fucking spicy. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I never asked.
I'm actually posted it was on Twitter.
All right. This one is near and dear to my heart. This is a one of a kind original. And I there's my cum on it because I jill off to it a lot.
She does.
That's for the video only ears. Anyways. This is Alex's tasteful ass nude. What if I just disappear and it's just Alex and
Show your face at the same time. It works better.
Now I'm just a creep.
Put it lower.
Now I'm like, Will, is the neighbor's name Wilson on Home Improvement?
Yeah.
That just like looks over the fence. Look at her fucking hot bod. Okay, I showed that one for a very long time. The next, we have Halloween. With the Legion of Skanks. None of these are finished. Except Alex. She's the only one that I ever finished. The gun in the butt. The moment. This was when it was right about to happen. In the moment. But, you know, we don't finish things here. And last but not least, the kiss. There's my art.
Well, some of you might not be aware that I am also a motherfucking artist.
We wanted to get my bullshit out of the way so we could save you.
Hannah paints, I sketch. Mm-hmm. Very detailed, realistic sketches, shading and everything, right?
Yeah.
It looks 3D. It's like the real thing.
It pops out at you.
Yeah. So here we have, not for St. Patrick's Day.
That's goddamn America if I ever fucking saw it.
There's a bald eagle, there's some fireworks, and a flag with no stars on it because the children's How to Draw Things book had it with, you know, stars that look like the stars that are actually on the American flag. And I don't like drawing those because it's really hard. So I didn't do that part.
Should we tell the people whenever you sent me this? Last night, I think, what we planned to do with your art, make it real racist.
Oh, so it, so really, when I decided to draw this, what I was thinking of and what I was inspired by was Hannah and her Kid Rock love and her Kid Rock shirt. And as we all know about that shirt, it makes Hannah racist, and the eagle screams the N-word. So I was going to add a little speech bubble, but I didn't.
Probably a good idea. Your children are old enough to read.
They are. And I couldn't find my little sketch pad because in there I drew Hannah and I drew Stavros Halkias as a beautiful angel.
Mm-hmm, I recall.
I drew Melissa from Twitter, mm-hmm, and Jaden.
You drew everybody.
Shout out Jaden.
Shout out Jaden.
But I do have one more, was kind of two, piece of art. It's gonna be so hard to see. This is none other than Shane Michael Gillis. Matthew? Michael.
I think it's Michael.
Michael.
I love
it. Here you can see
his big fat cock. His
best feature. Oh. even in the rear view, you can see that schlong.
Schlong is such a disgusting word. Again,
this is Shane M. Gillis, not Adolf J. Hitler. I don't know. Who knows his middle name? Do you know Hitler's middle name?
I don't.
No one even bothered to get to know that man, and then we wonder why.
He was lonely, you guys. He just wanted a fucking friend.
I'm looking up Hitler's middle name.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because it's very important to me.
Guess he forgot to do the time.
Oh, hell. Oh, he didn't have one. That's why we don't know it.
What a weirdo. Who doesn't have a middle name?
bad people. If you don't have a middle name, you're bad.
And if you have two middle names, you are fucking awesome.
Well, I'm just a regular ass bitch.
I'm just kidding. A lot of sucky people have two middle names.
I'm trying to... I fucking lost my place in the questions.
Hannah M. Rich.
That's me. All right, I'm back to my spot.
Okay.
Do you want to do the Instagram question? You got Instagram questions first, or the wacky questions?
Did you want to do questions first, or did you want to do the episode?
Oh, I forgot we were going to talk about Leisure Skanks. I came here to have fun. A lot.
We don't have to do a lot about it.
Let's ask 5 questions, and then we'll do the Zoom episode.
Oh, the wacky questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Since mine are right here. If a cyclops were to close his eye, is he winking or blinking?
I think that depends on his intention.
No. I don't accept that answer. Winking or blinking? Do cyclops?
Blinking is just blinking, and winking is more squinty.
Do cyclopses, is it a cyclopsis? Is that how you would say that? Multiple of them? Cyclops eye?
You see, it comes from the Greek for, or the ancient Greek for a...
One-eyed motherfucking.
Okay, what?
All right, it was fine. I liked your answer, it was fine.
Oh, you were in the middle of a sentence, weren't you? about cyclopses, and then you got stuck on whether it was cyclops or cyclopses.
Was I? I don't know.
What? What's the biggest mistake you've ever made in bed?
Mistake? Oh my god. It's maybe not the biggest mistake, but I just thought about it and it like that. And one time when I was just a wee lad back in my younger days of hoeing. It wasn't actually hoeing, it was a long-term boyfriend, but he was like trying to be hot and he was like, take those off. Talking about my undies.
Okay.
And to which I replied, you're so soft. Because I thought he said, you're so soft. Which, as a guy who's
trying to
fuck,
why would he want to be soft? No man likes to be called soft in any sense of the word.
I was like 14, okay?
What if you said it like you're all offended? You're so soft. The fuck?
I don't know that that's my biggest mistake, but that happened. That was embarrassing. What was yours? Did you have any mistakes?
I don't think so. Biggest mistake? No, it's not a mistake of mine, but there. It was kind of funny.
Let's hear it. Saddle up, boys.
Well, you see, I was laying on a bed and I was being gone down on.
She getting that fucking kitty eight.
Speaking of kitties, a cat came through the room.
Right now? Oh, you don't have a cat. Oh, no, at the time.
At the time I did. This is an old story. But my fucking cat got like up on the headboard where I had a cup of lemonade for some reason. And the cat just knocked it over onto my face in the middle of this, and I just got lemonade in my eye.
Oh. Whoops.
That was annoying. It wasn't like it was my cat's mistake in the bed.
Fucking bitch cat. Why this one's these are just silly now. Why is the objective of golf to play the least amount of golf?
What?
These don't seem like even questions that we can answer. Ooh, change that. I don't want that one. If a vampire bites a zombie, does the zombie become a vampire or does the vampire become a zombie?
If a vampire bites a zombie.
Yeah. So the zombie would become a vampire, right? Because if it was the other way, then it would be the other way. But is it because...
It's just one of those statements like the randomizer randomizes that just... That's not good. Are we looking at totally different questions?
I like went way down on that thing that you sent me.
So did I.
Thought catalog? I went to the thing you sent me.
What did I send you?
Yeah.
One of these questions just says, why does anything exist?
These are totally different questions.
Ooh, these ones have answers. Like, these are like trick questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What are two things you can never eat for breakfast?
What?
Two things you can never eat for breakfast.
Lunch and dinner? Yeah. That's so stupid. Because you can have, if you can have breakfast for dinner, you can have lunch, or you can have dinner for breakfast.
Yeah, but not the meal time, I think, is the joke.
It's stupid, though. I don't like it.
It was number one. I'm sorry. I didn't fucking write it.
Well, you gotta give me another one.
I know, I'm looking.
Because all mine are dirty.
What never asks a question but gets answered all the time?
The phone?
Specifically your cell phone.
Oh, I see the questions now.
A lot of these are just ones that I have heard before. If a plane crashes on the border between the United States and Canada, where do they bury the survivors?
Wait, what?
If a plane crashes on the border between the United States and Canada, where do they bury the survivors?
Where they live, probably. I've never heard of people shipping dead bodies so that they can be buried where they want them to be.
They're survivors, silly
kids. Oh.
That's the answer. Survivors aren't buried.
I didn't listen to you. That's the real problem. I tried to
like read it fast so that you didn't catch it because you're too smart for questions like these.
But I also, yeah, I was not listening. Didn't I ask you to repeat it too? Mm-hmm. Oh, now I understand why my husband hates me.
You spot a boat full of people, but there isn't a single person on board. How is that possible?
Wait, what? Sorry.
Are you gonna listen this time?
Yes, I'm not reading.
You spot a boat full of people, but there isn't a single person on board. How is that possible? Everyone on board is married. Got your ass. A lot of these are just super
popular. What is going on? Why isn't there mouse-flavored cat food? These don't have answers.
Why isn't there mouse-flavored cat food?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I don't feel like cats are in it to eat them. They usually just kill them, don't they? Do they eat mice?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I'm sure a starving cat would. These cats have never caught a mouse, but my dog, he just fucking stomps their ass.
Oh, yeah, dogs are weird. Oh, I found the Cyclops question.
Yeah, it's below that. What two keys can't open any door?
Oh, I can't look at it. What two keys can't open any door?
Yeah.
Um, the Florida Keys. the map key.
The Florida Keys and the map key.
Yeah.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
No.
A monkey and a donkey.
A monkey can absolutely open a door.
If any animal can open a door, I think it's going to be a monkey.
They'll probably pick locks.
They build their own doors. Sorry, this question was really long. I was trying to read it quickly. A young boy was rushed to the hospital emergency room, but the ER doctor saw the boy and refused to operate. This boy is my son, the doctor said. But the doctor wasn't the boy's father. How could this be?
I didn't listen.
God damn it. It was so long.
I know. I heard the end.
A young boy was rushed to the hospital emergency room, but the ER doctor saw the boy and refused to operate. This boy is my son, the doctor said. But the doctor wasn't the boy's father. How could this be?
What? So, a kid is in the hospital, and the doctor won't operate because he says it's his son.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not his, he's not the dad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's his mom.
That's impossible.
I know, women can't be doctors. We're doctors.
A lady surgeon?
True. We're not fucking surgeons.
Look at this. I can't operate on anything.
Oh, good God, no. Well,
it's like five questions.
I know, that was like 36.
Yeah.
All right, so the Zoom episode. We're taking it like we did the Patreon and
for a little bit there.
Yeah, for a while. She did one and I did one. Because we ran out of time.
Yeah. So I'm just going to tell Hannah some little bullet points, cliff notes for the Zoom episode 623 Dave and Busted.
Mm-hmm.
My first note was that at some point, I don't remember why, they were talking about taxis and having like TVs in taxis, like behind the front seats or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But Dave said that he remembers when they first put TVs on airplanes. And I immediately was like, how the fuck old are you, Dave? Because I'm thinking those have been around for a really long time, right? So I go and Google it. I Google first TVs on airplanes. And I have a few results here. But it seems to be that the first time that they had at least a TV in an airplane was in August of 1921.
Wow. Dave, are you he's a vampire.
Oh my God.
I knew Dave was our connection the whole time.
But I also saw in 1988 was the first time that they started putting them in the backs of all the seats.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I wasn't born yet in 88.
I was going to say, I thought they were just, it's, since I've known about airplanes, there were TVs in them. But that makes sense.
Yeah, it was just like, I could swear I've seen like black and white, old black and white photos of people on planes with TVs.
Dave is a vampire.
Lewis was bitching again about like people smoking and the smoke and you smell it and how gross it is when you don't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if you used to smoke. Oh yeah, it's absolutely true. Absolutely. It fucking disgusts me now.
Yeah.
But then they're talking about people's reactions to it though, because like Lewis was saying, he hates it when it's inside and it's going in his face. And but like then they were talking about the like the difference with like if it's outside. And Jay apparently recently had some old lady complain about him smoking outside of a place. Like he's waiting on food or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he's standing outside smoking and some old lady said like, could you not smoke right here? I just had eye surgery or something. I don't know what that had to do with her eye surgery.
Close your fucking eyes.
But Jay gave that as an example of like someone being passive aggressive about you smoking. I'm like, that's, there's she's nothing passive. Not too. There's nothing passive aggressive about that.
No, it would be like people being like looks and fucking,
or like
coughing and like
making
walking.
A comment not to you but like to the person that they're with, like, gosh, some people just have to smoke right next to the thing.
I don't know about everywhere, but I know here there's like signs on every business door that's like you have to be at least 8 feet away from the door. Yeah,
it's state law in California, it's 25 feet.
Dang, yeah, it's like 8 feet here because everybody's just smoking on their way into the store.
Wow. I fucking hate that. I hate that though, even outside.
Yeah.
Like having to walk through it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause then you smell like cigarettes. Do you know how easily that just sticks to your clothes and everything?
And it's on one thing, and then it's on, you wash your clothes and then somehow it's on the clothes now that wash.
Now
it's
your whole closet smells like cigarettes.
And then you start smoking again. It's a whole thing. You sell your kids on the internet and then fucking for cigarettes, you know?
Lewis said that one time he picked up an old lady's cigarette off of the ground, and Jay said that was, or someone said it was the start of COVID. I mean, maybe it was Lewis, but it reminded me of Aaron Berg.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a video on his Instagram because I knew that he was like in the hospital recently. I saw a lot of people asking about him and everything. So I was like, oh, an update. That's cool. And so it was like him and his wife, and they were telling everybody what happened. And when he went to the hospital, they tested him for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't let him like they kept him in a certain part of the hospital or like whatever, and wouldn't let him like leave the room or something. I don't know. They were being weird about it because he tested positive for COVID. And, mm-hmm. but they were also saying it's not COVID-19. And then, so they asked the doctor what that meant or whoever told them that. And they were like, oh, it just means you have a cold. And I was like, I fucking told everybody that coronavirus is a fucking cold and no one listens to me.
I know. But whenever I just recently, what I think was COVID, finally, it definitely just felt like, because my bones and shit were hurting. So I was like, this was like the flu to me, because I was like throwing up. And my sister said, which, because she tested for it, like I never went and got tested because I don't care. I just didn't go anywhere. But my sister got tested and she was positive, and but she was like throwing up and shitting her brains out and all the hot stuff. And her bones hurt.
Wow, you guys are weak.
I don't go outside.
I just couldn't smell anything.
I never lost my smell. I think I lost my taste for a little bit, but I never lost my smell, which was weird. Because I was like, aren't these all of these connected?
Okay. Lewis's dick fits into any pussy. That's not helpful. A helpful note, because I don't remember what the conversation was that brought that up.
We should just go and just not explain anything. Just read your notes as they are.
Okay, Lewis's dick fits into any pussy. He's done a huge case study to prove it. Hell yeah. next note, I stopped paying attention for a bit. Woke Turn Olympics. The song is so much worse at 1.5 speed. times. Have you ever heard the Woke Turn Olympics song, like, sped up?
No.
It's so much, like, more chaotic.
It gives me anxiety already.
I thought you said kiss me anxiety.
Kiss me anxiety.
So they had, like, a late submission for the Woke Turn Olympics. It was a girl named CJ.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the most professional video, or well done produced video. But in it, she said that she's legally a midget. And well, I was like, fun. What the heck? What? Because it showed her being 4'10", and I always thought it was 4'9" and under. So being a fucking weirdo, I had to Google. I Googled legal midget height, and Google added on Texas for me. I don't.
Because they kill them.
So I guess it is 4'10 or shorter. But I found from Quora, it says what height is considered as midget. And this answer says, thing about the midget, regardless of gender. And then it says, a manlet is any adult male under 6 feet tall.
Manlet?
A womanlet is any adult female under 5'6".
What the fuck do we think they are? I mean, do they think we are giants? A lady over 5'6"? Are you shitting right now?
Why am I weird for me? I am a normal height.
5'4", which is what I am, 5'1½", is the average lady in America. I am fucking average as fuck.
And 5'3½" is not that much different.
No, it's the same.
As we've learned, sometimes I look taller in pictures and sometimes you look like an Amazon.
Or just taller, damn. I look like the entire Amazon. But okay, anyway, next fucking note.
That's not what I said. I'm like, does she know what an Amazon is, or is she just fucking with me?
Yeah, just a big person, right? A giant.
Big lady. Big giant lady. Like, yeah. Wonder Woman.
I've called a person. Person's person. An Amazonian bitch before. I wasn't sure if I said it right or not. It's a big bitch.
You're gonna clip that and send it on over.
Yep.
They started talking about the amazing Jonathan because he died apparently
years ago. All, I thought
apparently not.
Oh.
But they were all, like, really shitting on Alex because she typed it into the chat, like, as a here's what we need to talk about thing. And she wrote it as Jonathan the Amazing.
Whoops.
They were acting like they were offended. And I'm like, you guys, I do not know who the amazing Jonathan is. He's like
a wrestler or something, right? No. Or was he a magician?
He's a
comic?
He's magician? Either a comedic magician or a magical comedian.
I don't know, but oh,
he does both at the same time. Like, it's joke magic.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ever watch it, but I remember them talking about like a documentary about him. And so that's why I thought he died, because there was a documentary about him.
That's pretty much the only reason that I know who that is. Yeah. Because they talked about it because of the documentary. But he's dead. And Lewis said, now they call him the amazing Jonna Knott.
I would have said Jonathan.
I said Jonna Dunn. Come on, Lewis. But it was funny because it was so bad and no one acknowledged it at all. They just kept it moving. But you know what? I'm gonna acknowledge it. So take that.
Fucking Lewis. Dumbass.
And then the last thing is just that Dave now thinks that he would beat Lewis at NBA 2K. And Lewis got really excited and asked him to do a gun in the butt.
They would never.
Yeah, no.
He's much
He's just like, no. Nah. I almost said a butt-to-butt competition contest.
Will you go butt-to-butt with me? And the loser gets a... Whoever loses butt-to-butt gets a gun in the butt.
So it was a win-win, really.
Everybody's winning. What a fun time. What a fun episode. I'm just going to do that. I'm just going to straight read my notes down and not explain it.
Is that what your notes... That's what your notes said?
No, that's what I'm... Oh. That's just what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay.
So 624, I didn't write the title down, but it was like Genuous or something like that. It was about Chance. Oh shit, I just said I wasn't going to explain anything. Kumia and Kim, Lewis's terrible hoodie and beanie. He's a blue belt now. Basketball thing. Jay and Lewis went on a date with their children. Jay being on the Jumbotron, but because of his beard, not because he's famous. They all asked to hear the story and no one is listening. Poor Jay. I'm gonna explain that one. And it wasn't this basketball game. He was telling a story about like one of his most embarrassing times, is because he is friends with the announcer of, I believe, whatever the basketball team is. And is that the Eagles or is that football?
That's football.
Sixers.
Yes.
That's football. Oh, okay. Damn it.
No, that's basketball.
Okay. Their stadium. He's friendly with the announcer guy. And so he said he was like looking at the people in the front row or like not paying attention to the Jumbotron. And the guy behind him was like tapping him like, hey, look. And it was like there was some kind of like beard contest. It was just about beards. And then he didn't even win. And then he was like, oh, that was probably just my friend, like, just trying to show me a little love or whatever. And then after the game, he sees his friend and he's like, oh, I had no idea you were even here. So he didn't even know that was him whenever he was like announcing it.
His good friend. His good pal down at the Sixers stadium.
The announcer guy. I wonder if the announcer guy also controls the Jumbotron or if he's just like narrating the Jumbotron.
I'd assume there was some kind of coordination.
Yeah. All right. Kumia dabbed and almost died. OG West Side Story, very gay. Then the SNL skit with Norm Macdonald where they like made fun of West Side Story. Have you ever seen West Side Story?
No. Well, I saw a high school production.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, where everybody's like snapping and trying to fight. Just like that.
Yeah.
And I've never seen it either. But Jason,
I thought I was right back in that high school.
it's pretty good shit. I don't know. It seemed very gay. Ant has a 33-year-old girlfriend because he doesn't make as much money now. So he only gets older women now.
I was gonna joke that I didn't watch this episode because I was mad at Anthony Cumia because he told me I was too young for him. I mean, old. I was like, hot.
Too hot for Anthony Cumia.
Well, that was the truth. Whoops.
Woke turn Olympics. Then they start arguing about the video game, and Dave said they're fighting for his affection and he just really doesn't care. Ha ha ha. Then actually woke turn. Jay would eat his mother's pussy if it had garlic sauce on it. And I don't remember, they said the name, like what? I want to say it was Papa John's, just because I think they have the best garlic sauce. But, and then he said that he has looked up, like, where you could just buy, like, a gallon of the sauce, and it's over $100 for a gallon of garlic sauce. And then he was just talking about drinking it out of a glass.
And you wonder why you're big, Jay.
I love their garlic sauce. It's the best thing about Papa John's.
I've never had Papa John's in my entire life.
You're not missing. The pizza's not great, but the sauce, pretty good. I like their cheese too. Anyway. So then actually the woke turns. There was only two this time, and it was this black dude. My note just says black dude Dave, partner application with Yusuf. He was like from the last... I know we talked about it because I remember I had a detailed list of all the people, but this is his like partner. But he was this black dude, disabled as fuck. They decided he was gay. And then there was this second person named Jamie, and all their qualifications, like Lewis called them a spy because it was all this like fancy pants and for like things. but this person is a trans person going from male to female, and they do porn, and they're bisexual. And that was my last note.
Oh,
it seemed like it was a pretty short episode, but maybe it wasn't.
They have a real trans one now.
Yeah. And then, like, in that person's, like, video application thing, he was, like, or she, I don't know, they were saying she, I don't know, she was just, like, talking, like, her interview thing, and then she had, like, a video of her putting makeup on and, like, getting ready, because at first she was just in, like, a beanie and just, like, looking like a dude, and then at the end of the video, it was, like, all done up, and they were saying she was hot,
and Jay wants to watch. Does she have boobs?
No. And Jay was saying he wanted to watch the porn, and Lewis was like, absolutely not. Go support this person. If you want to see it, go. I'm sure there's an OnlyFans. Go pay for it. And then the crowd started chanting to play the porn, and they did not. Lewis did not let them. So,
what? But Lewis loves chants.
There were so many chants. But like,
you didn't count them for the people at home?
No, because it was one of those things where they would like after every fucking thing they would chant, and it was like, okay, well, it was one of those moments.
Okay. Sounds like a good episode, you guys. Good job.
Hell yeah, you guys did it. Two episodes this week. 10 out of 10. I guess technically it's not this week. Yeah, those two, because it's ouch. You get it.
Well, did we do anything else? Or do we have anything else to do?
Ew, what's on the floor?
I saw a TikTok the other day, and it was kind of...
just the rubbery part of this. I thought it was like a giant booger, so sorry.
Ew. I fucking hate it here again.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh my gosh, on my private Instagram.
That's what we were gonna do.
Oh yeah, on my private Instagram, not like sexual stuff, just like not for you fucking people. It's like obviously a lot of like hair, but like my explore videos is just really just a lot of like makeup and hair stuff. It's not really funny things anymore. And there's this lady that I follow, and I even went and found her TikTok because she posts her TikToks to Instagram, and I followed her on TikTok. And it's just, she makes like for like wigs and like hair bundles and stuff. She like gathers all that hair and like makes the thing. And so she'll get like a bunch. I want to send them to you all the time because it's one of those things that's just like satisfying to watch. But then I'm like, oh, she hates hair. And it's just hair. But it's like her just like getting a bunch of different colors and like mixing it up and making like the blend of the hair, you know? I don't know. I think they're really cool. I like to do hard drugs and watch her play with fake hair. But then I'm always like,
it's,
I want to
fake hair. It's not like,
it might be fake hair, I'm not really sure.
A lot, yeah, of time, but it's wigs, not like it's like,
yeah, it's not in like
the carpet or yeah, your mouth.
Sorry. But yeah, oh, the TikTok thing. I saw this video on TikTok the other day, and it kind of, I was like, whoa, that's kind of weird. But it was like a little girl, and she was like, she was like, I just found something out that's very strange. And so she like walks up to the mirror. There's like a big giant mirror, like long ways on the wall, like, you know, for a kid, probably halfway up this mirror was like where her nose was. And but she was like, she goes, isn't this weird that like my toes are completely against the wall and not in the view of the mirror, but like I can look down in the mirror and see my feet? And I've been thinking about that for days. So I was like, how do fucking mirrors work? What the fuck is happening? It's fucking nuts.
Mirrors are hard.
I don't understand mirrors. One of those weird questions, like crazy wild questions, it said, what color is a mirror? And I was like, it's fucking mirror colored. It's not colored. It's like all the colors. It's a fucking mirror. How about those Instagram questions?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to figure out what color a mirror is.
Because it's not like silver. Because silver is silver. It's like reflective. Is that a color?
I was going to say, it's like whatever mirror it is the colors of whatever it's reflecting. But then I thought, that's not the question that they're asking. I think they're asking what the color of the actual material is.
Yeah. What is it?
It's okay. Anyway, Instagram questions. Oh, okay. Okay, that's not an Instagram question. Okay, someone asked me if I will help you, Hannah, buy a cheap socket set to fix your car.
Oh, it's already fixed. It's okay.
I know. I was like, she has a dad and everything. Relax. Okay, this is a weird one. I don't know if I should say their names or not. Okay.
Dox them. I was trying to think. I'm like, should we or no? I say yes.
Dox maybe them. That wasn't that long of a silence, but it felt like an eternity.
I was thinking.
Wow, okay. Now who's not listening? You were. It's me. I wasn't even listening to myself. Ever met... Oh, you said dox them. It's from Kevin Yunt. U-N-D. You like the word you.
Oh, I was thinking the letter. I'm glad you explained that.
Ever met a dude who has no hands come ... awake?
Oh, I was like, he has no hands? No, I don't think I've ever witnessed anybody no cum. I mean, no hands cum.
I just don't understand. Why does it say awake? Like
while they were awake. Not so they're not like coming in their sleep because of their dream.
Oh, I thought he was saying that they were no hands like coming themselves like awake. Like they woke themselves up with it.
Maybe that's what they meant.
And I was like, I don't know. I don't ask a lot of men about if they come when they're sleeping. While they're awake.
Oh my God. Have you ever had like a hot dream and like gotten all worked up in your dream that you were, then you like woke up and you're like, whoa.
Have you ever woken yourself up coming?
No. But
I have twice.
I have
pregnant both times.
So I was just dreaming away, apparently enjoying my dream a lot, that I was very vocal about it. And someone woke me up, which is fucking rude, because he was like, what are you dreaming about? And I'm like, oh, not you.
Can you remember that story? Oh, goodness.
But no, I don't know anybody that, like, no ham. I only come to fucking lunch meat.
Oh, I was picturing like a whole bone-in ham.
That's really what I pictured at first. And then I almost said pig, and then I just like, it's just lunch meat. So
steak sauce asked. This is the guy who, this just made me laugh. This question.
Mm-hmm.
He asks, do you like stuff?
I fucking love stuff.
I'm more of a things kind of gal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a stuff girl. I am a stuff girl, you know?
skip that one. Ooh. Black Mark asked, yo, what's up with Brittany? I don't know if she wildin' or is living her best life.
I think she was.
It's how it's written.
I didn't even like, I heard Black Mark saying it, so I didn't even like hear you saying it. I think that she has been, this is not a funny answer, sorry. I think she's been controlled since she was a teenager, and now she's free of that control. So she's acting like a fucking teenager.
My answer is both.
Mm-hmm.
She's both wildin' and living her best life.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I was living a pretty good life as a teenager.
Me too. I stayed at home all day, smoked, drank. It was great.
Yeah. I was out here fucking.
Didn't leave the house.
My boyfriend lived at my house.
Oh, and Black Mark also asked, what was the last thing that tripped you?
And we're too white for this question. And we were like, she messaged me. She goes, what does he mean? And I go, like, fell down? Or, like, man, I'm tripping. Like, like something. Like, I didn't even think about drugs. Or just, like, you know, like you were worried about something. Or, like, you know, tripping over something.
That's what I think that was what I thought of. I think, same thing, all of those. I was like running mm-hmm. through different definitions of tripping. I looked it up on Urban Dictionary.
She told me to Urban Dictionary it. And so I said, Black Mark is our Urban Dictionary. It's less fun when he's not here. Shout out Black Mark. Speaking of him,
he's either laughing right now or just shaking his head.
Speaking of him, he asked, because I also posted it on my Instagram, but nobody likes me. So he responded and asked, what's your favorite meal to cook? And I don't have I'm very much so like, I don't ever plan shit out. I just start throwing shit together because it's just me and one little tiny person that doesn't ever eat it anyway. So I eat cereal a lot.
That's your favorite meal to cook?
Yeah, I like to cook my cereal. Baby cereal.
I don't think I have a favorite meal to cook.
Do you enjoy cooking? Like,
or not right now. I regularly have temper tantrums in my kitchen because of the fucking electric stove. And someone finally admitted and was like, I see what you mean about the stove. I was like, thank you. Because he went to boil a big pot of water. And he said that it started boiling and then it just stopped.
That's never happened to me.
Anyway. I don't know. You know what? My favorite meals to cook are the ones that my kids don't bitch about.
Amen, sister.
It's probably like pasta and meatballs, especially with Alfredo.
Any kind of spaghetti, which is just any kind of pasta in this house. It's just curly eschetti or wiggly eschetti or regular eschetti.
Bow tie eschetti.
I don't think he's had that yet. I should get some. Some fun.
It's fun.
Good idea. I should get some.
They have a mini version too.
I love anything small.
Me too. Why don't we like ladies more? Like, it's like we all have little teensy tiny dicks. Baby dicks.
Not baby.
Oh, little teeny tiny baby dicks. We should look at that and be like, oh, I'm so cute.
No, fucking destroy me.
Oh my god. Well, doxing John from Trash, the Trash Cast. Ooh. Would you rather have to meow or scream at the top of your lungs when you meet someone? Like every time you meet someone, you have to either meow or scream at the top of your lungs.
I feel like meow would be easier to get away with. Like you can.
Yeah, but someone might think you're like autistic and flirting.
Okay, what are they going to think of me if I just scream at the top of my lungs?
That they startled you. Say you were joking about the handshake breaking your hand. I don't know.
But you could like
just literally just go, just kidding. Right after.
Just scream and then got your ass.
I'm kidding.
No, you can do both. You can say, I'm just kidding, meow. And then do both. Just kidding, right, meow. That's a whole Super Troopers thing, is the how many times you can say meow. Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
I haven't seen it in a really long time. Wait, did I have another one or not? No, that was the last one because the other one wasn't a question.
She just wants everybody to know she's the hot one.
I wasn't going to say it. That was for you and me.
It's okay. Alex is the hot one now. Now.
No, I'm just mad because I wasn't saying that.
It's fine.
I'm not hot.
Stroke her ego, guys. Stroke her.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I feel like I was going to say something else and then check to see if I had any more questions. Now I forgot.
Oh,
I didn't answer if I'd rather meow or scream.
Well, like, by the sound of it, it sounded like you would have rather screamed.
Who the fuck meows at people? People scream at people all the time. People do not meow at people.
If a, I would much, you could easily just be like, meow. You don't have to like full on like go full kitty cat. You just have to do it one time. A scream? You'd rather scream.
I don't like people.
True, that is a good way to get everybody the fuck away from you.
Yes.
I don't know, I'm sticking with both. I'm gonna scream and meow at them. Or just meow really fucking loud.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. We have fun here.
Just kitten a meow.
Oh my god.
Is that the title? Just kitten a meow?
Yes. Mark it down. Write it down.
It's gonna take me 5 minutes.
All right. I got nothing. I came up so soon.
You really did. Anyway, it was another one. You're welcome.
Oh, I was like, another what?
Thing.
Stuffed thing. Keep your stuff wet. Have a good one.
Take care of your things.
I almost left.
Bye.